From the Drum Magazine team, you're listening to Drum Weekly. I'm your host, Pam Makwaz. Pageant season is upon us once again, and Miss South Africa has gone ahead and chosen some of the most beautiful women to be part of their top 30. And as you can tell by my voice, I'm like very excited about who might become our next Shudufatsu Musida, Tamarin Green, Demi Lee Peters. Guys, our next Zozi. In today's episode, I'm speaking to the very first openly transgender woman to make it to the top 30 of the pageant. This is Lehlohonolo Machaba. So I think a lot of the time when historical moments like this happen, the focus can constantly be shifted to your gender, which of course is a huge part of who you are, but it's not all that you are. So what do you want people to know about you and the things you value outside of being the first openly trans Miss SA top 30 contestant?
Oh, like, Lehlohonolo, I'd like to define Lehlohonolo. Lehlohonolo is not just a trans woman. Before my identity, my sexual orientation or whatsoever, I'm human who happens to have love and I enjoy giving back. So I'm a fashion person, but also I'd like to study psychology and become a philanthropist in the near future. Mm-hmm. To be able to give back and being a trans woman is actually a great thing. Because in a way, it does give like a brief description what I went through as a person. Yeah, I don't mind being called a trans woman because it can actually tell that I've went through something in order to be who I am. I went through a journey in order to be who I am. But at the very same time, I'd also like to be known as a person, as a woman in general, who gives back to the community, who's very humbled about her life. Like my journey, I believe it will inspire a lot of people. Not only that I'm a trans woman, I was born and bred in the villages. I've went to a basic school. I've went to an university of technology, a technicon, not a traditional university. So in a way, I am relatable to everyone. I was raised by a single mother to a certain point. And I was actually born in Mabopane, the Baitlepa side. So I've always identified myself as a gay person, but more feminine. Even my gay friends were a bit confused, like, why am I so feminine to an extent where I do certain female things. You know, as a gay person, it's just a sexual identity, not a gender identity.
Yeah.
So at that time, I didn't know who I was. I wasn't familiar about the word transgender, the whole transitioning process. So growing up, I've always been a bubbly child, very active, talkative, but came a point where I was a bit confused about my identity. Because I was different even from gay people. Like, I was different. Then when I was doing grade 11, that's when I came across to an article about Jenna Telagova. I don't know whether you know her. She's the, I don't want to say first, but like, I know her as the, for me, she was the first woman that I knew who was trans and participated in Miss Columbia, I believe, in 2012.
Yes, yes.
So through her, that's when I learned about the whole transgender, the whole transitioning process. That's when I started doing research based on my identity. So since then, I've gained knowledge about identity and sexuality, that there is a huge difference between the two. So people mustn't confuse the two. And so I've always been curious, and from a very young age, I've always wanted to know more.
I think it's so interesting that the first trans woman you came across was actually through a beauty pageant, which you are now part of. Goosebumps.
So I was a fashion model, but that time I never disclosed my identity as a trans woman. So no one knew that I was trans at that time. And I felt fake for a very long time. And it tortured me every single night that I wasn't living my true self. I wasn't living an authentic life. My purpose wasn't served as a human. So after coming out, which it happened last year, October, that's when I started feeling, oh, now it's time, girl. And I was receiving a lot of positive news from my friends, close friends. That time I wasn't like known like now. So like I was reading, receiving good comments. So yeah, what you're doing is actually inspiring. Continue. And now it reached to another level. I'm part of Miss South Africa top 30. I don't know how to describe that. Like I'm just overwhelmed. I am excited. I am, yeah.
Yeah, and have you always known that you wanted to be part of the pageant, and did you see it happening so soon?
Funny enough, I've never thought about it, but since the announcement that they do allow trans women to participate, that's when I saw a chance. Maybe this is my time. Maybe this is a way of me to educate community and society about the LGBT community more, especially queer identifying women. So I took that as an opportunity to like bring awareness and yeah.
And so what I'm hearing is that, you know, them actually opening this up for you has shown you what's possible, and it wasn't even something that you thought could be possible.
Actually, never. But at first I did think about applying, maybe hiding my identity, pretend as a cis woman, but like also I'll be living a fake life. So now that I've been given an opportunity to actually be my authentic self through this platform, so it's very honoring. I am honored. I am humbled. There is literally no way that I can express how I feel at the moment.
And should you go further and possibly win, what will your reign look like as Miss SA?
My reign will definitely look like education. I'm a firm believer of education. I believe for a person in order to be knowledgeable, I think I've said that before.
Yeah.
They need to learn first. So it won't only be about matters that queer community, queer women or LGBTQI people often face. It will be about the marginalized people. It will be about basic needs we as human need in general. I am from a village. I'm from the rurals. I see a lot of people struggling. So this won't be only about queer community, but human in general, you get what I'm saying? So I believe somehow, some way, I'll try to bring unity to those that I can, because only through unity we can conquer whatever we face, whether virus, whether hate crime, whether discrimination. Like nothing can ever go against unity.
Thank you to Lehlohonolo for telling her story and for speaking to us. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Pam, and see you soon.